Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Slim and Kim Show. I'm your host, Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today is, what's today's date?
Well, it's actually Sunday.
Sunday.
August 29th.
August 29th, 2021.
Yes.
And we are going to recap Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, Season 1, Episode 6.
Level Up.
Level Up.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it actually, for those of you who haven't watched it, we watched at midnight on Stars, but it'll actually comes on tonight at what, like 9 o'clock? For those who haven't seen it yet. So if you haven't seen it,
don't listen.
Yeah, spoilers in here.
Spoilers in here. Before
make
we start,
sure you subscribe to the channel.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. I was about to say subscribe.
Subscribe to our channel on YouTube, the Slim and Kim Show. Make sure you subscribe, hit the thumbs up button, follow us on Facebook, Barbershop Talk Radio, Twitch.tv/YoungSlim, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you follow us on all our, the social media links are in the bio. So just click on our links and follow us, hit the thumbs up since we need the subscribers. So follow us, subscribe. There's some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. All right, now let's get into it. So, Season 1, Episode 6, Level Up. The episode starts off with Raquel standing outside of the elevator of her new, the new apartment building that she's running for her business.
Mm-hmm.
She's standing outside of the elevator pushing a button, waiting for the elevator to come. And some little black lady comes up, tells her the elevators are broke. So, then she goes upstairs, goes up the steps, and the super tells her something about the inspector.
Mm-hmm.
She goes inside, and the inspector tells Raquel that she lives in public housing, and she can't put a hole in the floor. She says she put a hole in the floor because she's installing a new stove.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you can't do that. Like, this is, you're running this place. You don't own this. You can't put a hole in the middle of the floor. You got to fix it. Or she'll be evicted or sent to court and hit with a lot of fines. And then she's like, oh, is it, can we work something out? There's got to be something we could do to work it out. The inspector tells her he'll meet her alone at 8 p.m. to settle the issue, to work out
there. Trying to use, well, she was trying to use her sex appeal.
Yeah.
Sex appeal, okay. You know, flashing some bush.
Can we work something out?
Is there anything I can do to remedy this problem? Yeah, so she was trying to use her sex appeal. And the inspector... What happened?
Yeah,
the inspector went along with it. Like, he's just like, yeah, I guess we could work things out. How about you?
Yeah, meet me at 8. You know what? You do look kind of good. Meet me tonight at 8 o'clock. And make sure you come alone.
Alone.
You better come alone, too.
All alone. So. Okay, so.
All right, so then Raquel walks out of the apartment building. And she goes to the super... tells the super that the crew will be by to finish the work later. And the super is like, well, what about what the inspector said? Yeah, and she's like, fuck the inspector.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to Kanan and Famous. They're walking around handing out flyers for the showcase that's coming up. Kanan's like in awe, staring at the gas station.
Yeah, so Kanan's, yeah, so he's,
we'll get to that, yeah.
Yeah, that was like, foreshadowing.
Yeah.
He had like a Scooby-Doo moment, like jinkies, when he stared at the gas station.
Yeah, where his idea popped in.
So. Yeah, like he got an idea, so.
All right, so then Kanan's dad is running up on his doctor getting out of her car. Like, hey, what if I had a hypothetical son? Would that change my chances? Yeah, and she's like, if you have a hypothetical son out there, it would make your chances 50% better than they are right now.
He needs bone marrow, right?
Yeah. Well, I forget what she said. It would be some kind of trapped something transplant.
Yeah.
Kind of shit. But she needs bone marrow, yes. But she said he would have...
He needs bone marrow.
Yeah. He would have a 50% chance more than what he has now, which is nothing. No chance. He has no hope.
Yeah.
She's like, hypothetically, if you did have a son out there, he would need to be over 18. And if he's not over 18, then he needs the parent consent.
Whatever, like, he can make an exception, you know.
In some cases, we make an exception if they're under 18 with parental consent.
Officer Omar Epps. Okay. Keep going.
Then it goes to, they go to the shoot, get ready for the showcase.
Oh, yeah, he called out of work, too, by the way.
Yeah,
he did. All right, my bad.
Then cuts to the, I guess it's the studio. They're getting ready for the showcase. Lou's showing his big pimping ways. He's paying all the vendors. I guess now he took over the studio.
Mm-hmm.
All the vendors are coming up to him looking for money. He'll get paid.
So what's the guy that runs the studio?
Crown
is basically using Lulu
yes.
to pay all his bills.
Yes. He's still handling his business, and Lou's just a bitch that's paying the bills.
Well, Lou wants it. He wants to – he. You know what?
He should have took it by now. Like, he basically, like, should have just taken it from him. You own it. You're paying everything.
Well, I kind of –
Crown's kind of running it, and he's just sending everybody to Lou for payment.
Yeah, but he kind of – I was getting – from Lou, I was getting a lot of ghost vibes.
Really?
Like, he like...
Oh, like he wants a proper business.
He wants a proper right. business. He's like, oh, yeah, this is...
Yeah. Well,
that
comes to the next part. Raquel well, comes by the showcase, and they're talking about, like...
How they're going
to
be selling drugs in there.
Yeah, and she's
and he's
like,
no.
And she's like, this is no business, that, no different than any of our other businesses. And he's like, yes, well, I want this to be a new business. I want it to be different. Think
separate.
About it. We have, like, clean money. Like, all
yeah.
our money is dirty. Let's keep this clean. I don't want no drugs, no guns,
no
nothing. No
fighting, no nothing. This is legit.
I want to keep everything out of here.
That's what I'm saying. I was getting ghost vibes like that was truth
yeah,
for him.
Like that's
his way out.
He wants out. Yeah.
He wants his way out of the drug game.
And then Raquel's basically like, well,
no,
you got it. The drugs is what's paying for this right here.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're able to do this is because of the other businesses that we have.
Well, hold on. Let's go back because I didn't like how she was. Saying, he's like, this is my money, Raquel.
Yeah.
And she's like, your money
spending,
is my money.
She's like, you're spending all our money.
Our money. He's like, but it's my money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, well, your money is my money.
This is what you're spending all our money on. They're not married. They're brother and sister.
Yeah.
So he's...
And he earns his keep.
She has her share. He has his share.
Uh-huh.
And what does she care what he's spending his money on?
Control
yeah.
freaks.
This is my money.
So she's like, remember what puts that money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, yeah, I put in my work and
you
shit.
You start to see that he is not into the other business as much as he was in the beginning episodes. He's not there as much as he was before.
Well,
most of their business is conducted at Raquel's kitchen table with her and Lou and Marvin. Now, like, I feel like he's, like, ghost-like. He's starting to veer off a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, he wants to go legit.
Yeah. And kind of letting Raquel handle things, like Ghost did with Tommy. Ghost veered off and let Tommy kind of run that business. He's trying to veer off and let Raquel handle things. But Raquel's like, no, you didn't go nowhere. You could do this business, but during the day, we're doing our other business.
Yeah, yep.
She's like, have your showcase, but we get back to business tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Officer Karen is down at the captain's desk. I don't know her name. She looks like a Karen to me.
Officer Karen.
Officer Karen. And the captain tells her that Malcolm, Kanan's dad, called out. He hasn't called out ever in however many years he's been there, but he called out sick that day. And he's like, so you can, you know, just ride the desk or you can go out alone if you want to. And she's like, well, I'm just doing a follow-up. And he basically tells her to be careful.
Yeah, well, he doesn't really want her outside by herself because he's like, I promise your father
yes.
I'll protect you.
And Malcolm don't think that she's built for the street.
And they don't think she's built for the street, so.
So I feel like this is her time to prove mm-hmm. that she is built for the street. I think she was going to do something stupid and, like, get herself killed.
Damn. I don't know. I could probably.
It seems
see
like
that.
She's thirsty to prove that she's a cop. That
yeah.
she belongs.
Yeah.
That she's like Malcolm is the streets. He knows the streets. He knows all the people in the streets. He knows all the players. She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
She has no idea anything that's going on. That's like she's thirsty to prove to him that she belongs there.
I say I am a cop. You say I am a cop.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not here just because of my daddy.
Yeah.
All right. Then Lou goes to see Unique. And Lou tells Unique the same thing he told Raquel. Like, hey, showcase tonight. I want to keep it legit. no drugs, no guns, no bullshit, no nothing. And Unique's like, okay, I'll agree. Did Raquel agree? And he said, yes. And Unique's like, all right, well, I'm down if Raquel's down. We'll keep it.
But they're at war, kind of.
Yeah, they're at war.
He just robbed them. They just robbed them. They just got their... They
killed each other.
Got set up the...
Yeah,
just a bunch of backstabbing shit.
So Lou walked out the door. Unique said to his boy who's shining his shoes, like, this motherfucker's got a lot of audacity coming in here asking for favors.
Uh-huh.
After killing my people and stealing my shit. Like, you got the nerve to come in here and ask me for a favor.
And putting the cops on them.
So then Unique tells Scrappy, and I don't know the other guy's name. I don't know who his boy is. So Unique tells Scrappy and his boy, they're calling Scrappy the turncoat.
Yeah, they called Scrappy the turncoat.
They're telling them that they're going to go shoot up the showcase.
Mm-hmm.
No, Raquel's cutting Kanan's hair. I don't know why he doesn't go to a real barber.
Kanan's hair.
Yeah, Raquel's cutting Kanan's hair.
Yeah, he's getting a haircut by his mom in the kitchen.
Is he old enough to go to a barber shop now?
Yeah. My mom's not cutting my hair when I'm 15 or 16 years old.
No, you want a professional job.
Yes.
I don't care if it's a baldy or not. Like, you want
it wasn't a baldy. It was just basically she was just cutting the sides. Like, that's like, come on, man. Your mom can't be cutting your hair.
Nah, you want to shape up and you want everything to look nice. Go.
This is no diss, but that's usually like white people do that.
You can go
like,
pay $10. Yes, that's true. Because my mom still cuts my dad's hair.
I bet. I know.
She puts a bow on his head and turns that shit around. Like, I swear to God, she does. She really does.
Kitchen cut.
Yeah. I'm like, Mom, didn't you give Daddy a haircut? Because it doesn't look like it.
God.
All right, so Raquel's cutting Kenan's hair, and she's asking him how Symphony's class is going. He's like, the class is going good. Yeah, I like his class and stuff. And then she's like, oh, yeah, you forgot to tell me the cops picked you up. And he's like, how did you know? She's like, Scrappy told me. And she's like, Scrappy also told me that some other fella picked you up. So who picked you up? And he told her Symphony did. And Raquel got mad. He's like, don't get mad at Symphony. I'm the one that told him not to tell you. And she's like,
well, after she was, wait, hold on. She was also questioning what the cop, what Malcolm was asking.
Like, he just asked me my name and my birthday, and he told me that he knew you. You guys had a previous relationship.
Yeah, that you guys used to smash back in the day.
Yeah.
So.
And then she got mad that Symphony picked him up. And, Kanan's like, don't get mad at Symphony. I'm the one that told him not to tell you. And she's like, he's a grown-ass man. Like, he made his choice. He made his decision. And she's like, and you got to stop acting like a child. Like, you want to be part of this. You got to grow up. Think about what you're doing. Like, you got picked up by the cops and didn't tell me about it. And they called my boyfriend to come pick you up. So, Jukebox was laying in her bed. I don't know if there's a knock on the door or what. She gets up, opens the door, and it's her girlfriend, Nicole. She's all happy. There's a
snow
hugging.
Bunny.
Yeah, there's Snow Bunny, Nicole. Marvin tells Raquel that they're almost out of product. And Raquel tells him that she'll go see Greasley, whoever he is, the guy at the nursing home.
That's the plug.
Yeah.
She'll
go see him and buy everything he's got.
A.K.A. Bob, A.K.A. What's his name from The Wire?
Barksdale.
D'Angelo Barksdale.
Yeah. Bob from Walking Dead / D'Angelo Barksdale.
Yeah. Okay.
/ Now the plug on
now
Power.
Now the plug on Power.
So, she tells Marvin she'll go see him and buy everything he's got. Because Marvin's like, we can't stretch what we got left anymore. We've already watered it down as much as we can.
So they're basically going through the same situation that Unique was going through.
And if they run out of product, they lose corners.
Yeah.
They have to keep product to keep the corners. And she said that. She's like, we have to keep the corners running.
They're basically going through the same thing Unique went through because of her dropping a dime on Unique. Plug said.
All right. So then it goes to Lou and Marvin are going back and forth, and Lou tells Marvin that Jukebox is performing at the
showcase. No.
Yeah, we didn't get to the plug yet.
Oh, he didn't cut her off?
There's more. We get to the plug later.
All right.
Yeah, the next part is, Lou and Marvin, Raquel walks away, Lou and Marvin get up from the table, and they're bantering back and forth like they always are. And Lou's like, yeah, you didn't even know Jukebox is performing in the showcase tonight. Like, what a great dad you are. Your own daughter's performing. You didn't even know it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Then they go back to Jukebox and Nicole hanging out in Jukebox's room. Jukebox was talking about how her mom basically chased her away with a baseball bat.
Uh-huh. You're like, disgusting.
Nicole's like, my mom didn't chase you away with a baseball bat. And Jukebox like, yeah, but she would have if she had one.
That was a shame. That's still a sad scene every time I watch it.
Yeah. And then Marvin's coming out of the house, and Kanan sees Marvin. He's like, yo, can I holler at you for a minute? So they get Marvin's car. Then Raquel goes to the nursing home to see Greasley, a.k.a.
Bob and D'Angelo Barksdale.
He turns off the lady next to him's hearing aid because they're playing bingo.
His grandma. That's his grandma.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know who that was.
She won. He's like, my grandma won. Isn't that great? Come give my grandma her money.
I thought he lived there.
Yep, sure enough.
Every time we've seen him, he's been at the nursing home.
No, he's just taking care of his grandma.
He's shutting off the hearing aids. Like, okay, how's she winning bingo if you shut off her hearing aids?
I don't know.
All right, so they're basically talking, and he tells her that he cut her off for stealing Unique's drugs. Not that he cut her off, but Unique's paying him 20% more to buy her shit and his.
And
shit.
His, yeah, yeah.
And then he tells her.
He don't trust her.
Yeah, he don't trust her. And she basically knows what asked the dude Smurf, who told her about Unique's shipment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Smurf betrayed what's his name?
Unique.
And, you know, she was like, oh,
told
yeah.
him when the supply was coming supply in so they could rob his supply. So she kind of started.
She did. She tipped off the cops. Plus they shot. Yeah, they started the whole thing.
Yeah.
Plus, Kanan shot Buck.
Young Buck. Buck 20.
Buck. Yeah. Shot Buck. So, I mean.
Yeah, they did. They started the whole thing. They shot Buck 20, which caused them to have to kill D-Wiz, and it's just been cleaning up Kanan's mess.
Yep.
All right, so Kanan and Marvin are talking in the car, and Kanan tells Marvin that he wants to start some crack out of the gas station. And Marvin's like, yo, I don't know, I can't get into that, all this stuff. Basically tells him no.
Yeah.
All right. Then Raquel goes into the store that they're using as their stash spot, and the chick's all beat up again. Her face is all fucked up again.
Oh, my God. She was tore up this time.
Yeah.
She kind of
says something to her, like, you fall down the steps again. Or the lady said it.
She said you fall into your husband's fist again.
Yeah, because she said it. I fell down the steps again. She's like, no, you mean you fell into your husband's fist again? Raquel's telling her that she needs her to hook her up with her cousin. And she's like, well, I don't know what the store owner's name is, the dude. But she's like, he doesn't like my cousin. Raquel's like, I don't care. I'm talking to you. Like, this has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. I need you to set me up with your cousin. He doesn't need to know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Karen spying on Jukebox and her girlfriend as they walk to the bus stop. So Officer Karen gets out of the car and talks to Jukebox after her girlfriend gets on the bus and tells her she's investigating D-Wiz's murder if she ever wants to talk about it. And Jukebox is like, nah, I'm good. And she's like, well, you know, I know you can talk to me about anything. I felt like she was insinuating that she's a lesbian, too.
I was thinking that, too. I was thinking like she wanted to... offer Jukebox some tail.
Yeah, or some relationship advice.
Yeah.
Stuff. Like, hey, you know.
It's like she really likes you.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. That was an awkward exchange between Karen and Jukebox.
That's exactly what I felt like she put out there. Like, hey, I'm a lesbian, too.
That's what I was getting, but that's the vibe
kind
I was
like
getting.
You can talk to me. You can tell me about D-Wiz because I'm a lesbian, too. Like,
yeah, that's what it felt like.
So Raquel tells Kanan, they're all dressed up, ready to go. She tells Kanan she'll meet him at the showcase because there's something she's got to go handle first. She's got to go handle that inspector.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanan's trying to put a tie on. And Raquel tells him she doesn't know how to tie a tie. And she says it's times like these that she wished she had a man around.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, well, what other times did you wish there was a man around? She's like, your first shot, stuff like that. She's like, she asked him if he ever missed having a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no. Like, you can't miss what you never had. Plus, I got you.
Aww. What?
All right, so then Raquel tells Kana she knows he got picked up by Malcolm, and she has... I don't know how to read that part down. All right, so Officer Karen is now speaking out. Lou pulls up in a limo, and him and his girl and Famous get out. Then Scrappy and Neek's boy are staking out their showcase, too. And Dude takes two guns out of the glove box and gives one to Scrappy and keeps the other one. Jukebox is nervous. Jukebox, Famous, and Nicole are sitting there talking. And Famous is like, yeah, we're going on stage. We're going to be awesome tonight. Well, plus he's hitting on Nicole.
He's hitting on Nicole.
And Jukebox starts to get mad at first, like, and then she goes running in the bathroom, throwing up.
Yeah, Juice started to have her 8 Mile moment.
Yeah,
like,
she's getting bubble guts.
Yourself on the moment, you own it.
Her guts start bubbling, like, you know, the nervous bubble guts.
I caught your choke at that shelter last night.
All right, so Raquel goes to meet the inspector. Then she walks in the door. The inspector's sitting on a chair, smoking a cigarette. And the first thing he says is that he asked around about her, and he knows that she's a drug dealer. So Raquel takes money out of her purse and hands him a stack of money. Then he, like, basically throws the money down, grips her up, and starts choking her. He lets her go. She falls to the ground, and then he starts unbuttoning his pants, taking his, like he's about to rape her. Like
he's about to pull that Jimmy out. But she wait, hold up. I'm not sitting here saying that. But she was basically insinuating sex.
That's what she was. Like, is there anything we can do?
Yeah.
Can't we work this out? There's got to be something we can
and
do.
And he's like, all right, I'll take the money. But he's like, He's like, but he's basically, but she's, he also was like.
So he thinks she's coming there for tail.
Yeah.
That's why he's like, oh, she dressed up for me.
Yeah, he thinks that she's coming to give him some cheek.
Yeah.
That's what she implied. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, just money. And he's like, no, you don't dictate these rules. I make the deals.
And he starts choking up.
Why? Why did he go to the choke?
I don't know. I don't know why. He started choking her. But he lets her go. Like, she falls to the ground. And he starts taking his pants off. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he starts unzipping it.
You about to give some whether you want to or not.
Yeah, he's
like,
about to take it.
And he starts walking over. And she, I don't know if she picked up a stick or something off the floor and hit him over the head.
Yeah.
He falls to the ground.
Like, put a hole in his head. Like,
then,
knocked out. I thought he was dead right there.
I did. Actually.
I thought she killed him with the blow to the head.
She probably would have.
She didn't kill nobody.
Because when
never...
you see him later on, like, he's got a gash. Like, I don't know what she hit him with, but it took a chunk out of his brain.
Looked like a hammer.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, a hammer.
Like you could see his skull.
Yeah. Bone fragments were hanging out.
She tied him up.
Brain flu was leaking.
Brain flu.
Yeah.
All right.
So then goes to Jukebox is locked in the bathroom. Then Kanan comes in, and Nicole and Famous are telling Kanan, like, yo, go talk to her. You got to get her out of the bathroom. Kane's like, she won't listen to me. Like, we had a fight. She won't listen to me. And Nicole looks at him and, like, she will. Trust me. She will listen to you. So they both leave so he could try to get Jukebox out of the bathroom. So Raquel calls Marvin up to clean up her mess. Marvin gets there. This guy's all duct taped up, mouth taped, hands and feet gagged. Like, and she basically just calls Marvin in to clean up her mess, her dirty work. And then she tells him, like, make sure you make a meal out of them.
she had, like, an apple. He had, like, an apple in his mouth.
With duct tape around
with
it.
With his butt cheeks cut out. Like, what's going on?
He's laying on his belly with his arms and legs. And duct tape like a pig.
And a hole in his head.
A big hole in his head.
And you're
still alive, man.
Oh, God. That's a shame.
Paul gag in his mouth. And all because she did it.
She insinuated sex.
She did. So, she didn't say nothing about money.
No.
Because she didn't say, like, hey, can I pay this to make this go away?
Yeah.
She said, is there anything I could do? He said, you can meet me at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, come alone.
What'd you think?
And she came dressed all promiscuous.
Well, she'd go to the showcase.
Well, he thought that
she was there for him.
Yes. Involved.
She walked in a nice, pretty dress.
He thought there was an even exchange of bodily fluid.
Yes.
For a favor.
For not getting evicted.
Yeah.
For cutting holes in floors. And
yeah.
Shit.
So.
All right. So Kanan knocks on the door, tries to get Jukebox out of his bathroom. Jukebox tells him, "Leave me alone, Kanan." So he apologizes. He tells her that he's sorry for what he said and he'll never say it again. And, you know, he was out of his mind. And then he starts telling Jukebox his story about something when they were 10, 11 years old. And if she don't come out of the bathroom, he's going to start crying. And then he tells her that Nicole seems cool. So Jukebox opens the door. Then it goes back to Marvin sitting there venting to the inspector. Who's got in the wall.
Well, tied up. Yeah,
in the
wall.
Closet.
Was that a closet?
Yeah, it was the closet. It was the wall in the closet. The closet doors
were
open.
I thought it was where the stove went.
No, I thought it was closet doors were open.
I thought that's where I thought it was the back of the stove.
You might be right. Well, I'll have to go back and check it. I thought it was closet doors. You think it's the stove? One or the other. But so basically he's sitting there. These guys duct taped up and Marvin's venting to him, complaining about Raquel, like, "Oh, this bitch, this and this and that." Like
basically telling her how much he can't stand his sister.
Yeah. And then he's like, "Well, you won't be around to see it, but thanks for listening."
Yeah.
And he picks up the nail gun and puts two nails in his head.
Good
on. Then puts the wall up. It leaves him behind there.
What the fuck is that?
Who put the body in the wall? In the wall.
In the wall.
Of the trap house that you're setting up.
Yes. In their trap house. Not an abandonment mm-hmm. that you know what I'm saying?
Just a random apartment.
Just a random apartment.
This is a trap house.
The place that you're going to be living in.
Yeah.
Basically living in and trapping out of.
That you're now going to be selling drugs out of. You have a body in the wall.
A dead body in the wall.
How long do you think before that body starts stinking?
Yeah.
They're going to be sitting there like whoever.
The mice are going to get to it. Or roaches.
And maggots and everything else.
Come on.
Yeah, they're going to be sitting there selling drugs like, what the fuck is this smell? I bet you that's going
to
come up in some episodes. Like whoever, their corner boys are going to be sitting in there like, yo, that apartment stinks. I don't know what it is, but there's some kind of smell in there that we cannot get rid of.
This place is
cursed. Yeah, that place stinks like bad.
Like, yeah, it smells like there's a body in the wall.
Yeah. Oh, and I've never smelled a dead body, but I know on TV when there's a dead body, like they start putting their shirts over their face
like,
and gagging.
So
it's got to be pretty bad. And if it's not formaldehyde, the high.
Yeah, it would still stink.
Which Marvin didn't do.
No, he just
being sloppy.
He just put them in there like.
He's being sloppy because Raquel called him to clean up his mess.
Home Depot. He's,
yeah.
Like he's gonna put them in the wall. But,
yeah, because Raquel said something about the business, and she's like, "Oh, what you got me up here babysitting shit like that? Like, yo, am I allowed back on the streets because you got me up here babysitting?" Like, he's just being, I don't know, he's sloppy because he was mad. You got to be better than that, Marvin. Come on, you drop that body in the river or something.
Yeah, or something.
That's going to come back.
Bury him.
Somebody's
yeah, it's definitely coming
body.
Back. It's definitely coming back. There's no way in hell you can be that stupid. Just put a body in a wall.
Yeah.
And out of a your trap house.
Yeah, out of your trap house, yeah.
So not only will they find.
You
oh,
cut
God.
The insulation out. Cut a hole in the wall, you pulled the insulation out and put him there. Put Marvin, the Bernie, the inspector behind the wall. I don't know what his name is, but.
Rapey the rapist.
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to take it, but. All right, keep going.
Nails in his head. Then Raquel shows up at the showcase. She sees Symphony, she starts walking away. So Symphony starts chasing her. And then she basically breaks up with him. Because he picked Kanan up from the police station and didn't tell her. And she's like, and he's like, what? Like, you're acting crazy. You're mad
yeah.
because your son called me and I helped him.
Uh-huh.
And you're mad because he asked me not to tell you and I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I helped him.
Yeah.
I helped your son. You're giving me crap about me helping your son.
You wanted us to get along.
Yes.
We're getting along. He felt comfortable enough to call me.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're mad because I didn't violate his trust. Like, he asked me not to tell you. I didn't, I guess. And you're going to... She didn't want to break up with him, but she did. And she storms off and walks away. So
crazy.
Crowns people...
Wait, do you think that... Hold on. Let me...
Go ahead.
Do you think she had a right to be mad at him?
I mean, I would say that she would have a right to be mad just for not telling her. But well, to break up with him over it?
Wow.
I would be happy, like, okay, you know what?
You're building a bond with my son, yeah.
You made him take his class.
Class, yeah.
You wanted him to bond. You told Kanan, I want you to like this guy and stuff. Kanan likes him. And now you're mad because he trusts him.
So instead of he's looking at it like, oh, this is my boyfriend. Well, he's kind of Kanan's teacher. He's teacher at his class on Sunday.
But he's only
summer school.
Saturday,
yeah. Yeah, like.
But he's only a teacher because mommy signed him up for her boyfriend's class.
Yes. So why would you get mad when he actually does build him a relationship with him?
Right.
And you get mad and act stupid.
Yeah. I guess she thinks it's like, hey, the cops picked him up. I need to know why are the cops questioning him? Like, the cops questioned him and you didn't tell me?
Because he got in a scrap with Scrappy.
You think she had a right to be mad?
No.
No.
I thought it was petty.
It is petty.
Stupid
like
said, and
say,
typical woman
be mad
shit.
And you just say, hey, you know, in the future, tell me if something like that happens. Like, your loyalty is to me, not to my son.
And he said that he would tell her if she asked.
Yeah, but he wouldn't
offer up. Like... He was just trying to respect Kanan.
And the only reason Kanan called him, I don't know why Kanan didn't think that Scrappy would tell her. Because the only reason Kanan called Symphony is because he didn't want his mom to find out
exactly.
in the first place.
Exactly.
But why? That's just sloppiness on his part. Why didn't he think Scrappy would tell her?
But Kanan also did try to tell his mom to forgive him because it wasn't his fault.
He did.
He was just doing him a favor.
Yeah. And Raquel's like, boy, like, you need to grow up. He's a grown-ass man and... He made the decision, but he's right. His loyalty should be to her, not to her son.
Yeah, but
I mean, I wouldn't get mad if Kylie called you to pick her up from the police station. Like, I wouldn't get mad over that. I'd be glad that she called you to pick her up from the police station.
Yeah.
She felt comfortable enough to call you to pick her up from the police station. Right, so then we go back to the showcase. The Crown's people are outside acting a fool. Lou comes out and tells them that nobody's coming in with weapons. And so they start, they're still like in all rambunctious, just loud and this and that. Then Raquel comes walking up. I don't know who the guy is in the red suit, but he looks at Raquel. Raquel looks at him like they knew each other. And then he starts acting all proper, like, oh, no, we ain't here for no trouble. We just want to hear some music.
But he was acting like he was about to give Lulu a hard time.
He was giving Lulu a hard time.
Until he saw Raquel.
Then it was almost like, you know, when you get in trouble. And you just straightened up real quick. His whole demeanor changed. His posture got straighter, and he turned around. No, we just here to listen to some music.
And then he also, that's not the end of him.
Yeah.
He also was going at, go ahead.
Stephanie and Nicole.
Yeah.
And Stephanie put him in his place, like, boy, get out of here. She's like, I'm Lou's girl. He's like, I don't care. Come on. So then he tries to go over to Nicole, like, oh, we can make a some kind of baby. Some kind of Milano baby together. And Nicole's all nervous. Stephanie comes over and chases him away. Raquel sees Officer. I guess Raquel decided not to go into the showcase. So she's leaving, and she sees Officer Karen sneaking out the showcase. She goes right up to him and asks where his partner is. And she's like, he called out today. And Raquel's like, yeah, well, you tell your partner the most dangerous place to be is between a mother and her son. And Officer Karen's like, I don't even know what that means. She's like, your partner knows. And then Officer Karen's looking all confused because she has no idea what's going on. And then Crown comes and sits next to Stephanie and Nicole on the couch after they chased Red Suit away. And he's rolling up stuff. First he sniffed the line of coke or dope or whatever it was. Then he's rolling up something in a blunt. And he hands it to Nicole. Nicole looks at Stephanie. Stephanie's like, go ahead if you want it. So she's like, fuck it. She takes a hit of it. But she makes a funny face after.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling it's going to be crack.
I thought she was going to be like, what is this? This ain't no weed.
No.
But she didn't say nothing.
But she didn't, like she made a weird face. Like,
yeah.
I'm feeling it's crack, and Nicole's going to be cracked out or something.
I can see that.
Or dope or crack. What did they sell? They sell coke.
Yeah, they sell coke.
Yeah, so he might have been smoking crack. Or he might have made a Ruddy Rock weed and crack. But whatever it was, it didn't look like she it was anything she ever tasted before.
It was foreign.
Yeah. It's never been in that mouth before. So Neek's boy and Scrappy are sneaking out the place, and they're like, they see the commotion going on with Red Suit and Lou out front, and them searching people, and they're like, we're not going to be able to go in through the front door. Neek's boy is like, all right, follow me. So they go around back, they bust the window, and they sneak in through the window. All right, so Famous and Juke are on stage, and they start rapping. And Kane is bobbing his head like, yeah, yeah.
That's my people.
The words Jukebox, or Famous is saying. Famous talking about how they killed the boy on the corner, how the trap house got raided, two people got away.
How the trap house got robbed.
Yeah, two people got away. And Kane is looking at him like,
I'm not just going, just telling all our business.
All Kane's business, basically. He basically just admitted to killing Young Buck. And he was nowhere.
He said two of them got away.
He had nothing to do with the trap house getting robbed. And that was just something that Kanan told him that he used in his lyrics. It's actually a pretty good song.
Yeah.
Streets need a body. I tried to find it online so I could record it for y'all, but maybe I'll find it for the next show.
Streets need a body. But Famous was like telling all their business.
Yeah, he recapped episode 1 through 6 in his lyrics.
He did.
We pulled up on the corner and he said everything but his name.
Yeah, he did.
We shot Young Buck and
he said, man. That was stupid.
How the trap house got robbed. Somebody got shot and two people got away. Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
All right. So then you see Neek's boy and Scrappy are walking through the crowd in the club and they just stop in the back. Neek's boy turns around and looks at Scrappy, and he's like, Lou's the target. And so Lou's sitting there, and they're a little behind them. So Lou, I don't know, maybe feels something suspicious, and he starts looking around. And he spots him and Scrappy come eye to eye, and Scrappy makes like a, did he make a gun face? Or like
a,
he signaled him, basically.
Yeah.
And Scrappy knew what it meant, or Lou knew what it meant. So Lou punches the person next to him to create a diversion so that he could get out. So Neek's boy and Scrappy go out the back door. Neek puts a gun to Scrappy's boy's head. Like, Neek knew that you were playing him. He knew you wouldn't kill Lou. And then Marvin goes and gathers.
So that was a whole setup. I don't think they were actually going to kill Lou.
No. I think they wanted to see if he would do it.
That was just seeing if he would.
If he was loyal to Neek or her.
So that was just a setup.
But if that's the case, because remember, he said that he left Raquel's group. He didn't want to work with them anymore because of Kanan.
Yeah.
So if that was the case, like, I would think, like, hey, go kill Kanan. That's the one you have a problem with. I would be like, yeah, well, I don't have no problem with Lou. Lou's not the reason I left. Raquel or Kanan.
You're gonna kill. He just wanted to see if he would do it.
Right.
And he realized, he's like, you think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
We're not dumb.
He's like, I was born that night, but it wasn't last night.
Mm-hmm.
We knew. That's why they were calling him Turncoat.
Yeah.
Turncoat. Scrappy Turncoat.
So it was a test to see if he would kill
Lou.
See
if he would actually pull the trigger. Because you know what? The other guy didn't kill him.
No, he didn't.
He could have.
Yeah.
He could have.
But all that was, it was a test about him.
Yeah.
For him. And he failed.
Because he could have been like Kanan and Famous. Like, we're doing this together. We're both pulling the trigger. We're both killing him. No. He specifically said, you're killing him.
Why would Raquel put Scrappy in that situation anyway?
I know. I don't get that. But maybe she really thought that Unique was stupid enough to believe that he would leave her and go there.
It's stupid.
I'm sorry. If I was on the streets and my enemy that I'm at war with, employees are now coming to work in my business?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No.
Especially after I just got robbed and set up.
Yeah.
No.
My people are getting killed. Like, I'm not taking any of my enemy's employees. Never.
No.
They would never work for me. I don't care if they quit working for them 10 years ago.
Yeah, for real. Stupid.
So Marvin goes and gathers up his corner boys. And, because the corner boys are like, oh, where are we going? Back to the corners? And Marvin's like, no, the highways.
I didn't get that far.
I didn't get it either. So then it cuts to Malcolm sitting, I don't know where he's sitting. I don't know if he's home, but he's sitting at a table staring at Kanan's mugshot picture. Just gazing longingly at Kanan's mugshot picture. Like,
man, I really need this guy's bone marrow.
I didn't want his son. I don't want his son, but I do need his. I do need his blood.
Yeah, for real.
Trying to figure out how he's going to get Raquel to let him use Kanan's bone marrow to keep him alive. Because you know, the doctor told him, like, you're not looking so good, Malcolm. He's like, no shit, I'm fucking dying.
Yeah.
But he didn't care before. It seemed like he didn't care that he was dying because I guess he had no hope.
Uh-huh.
There was, now he has hope. So he wants to stay alive now.
Yeah.
I think he wants to stay alive more than he wants a relationship with his son.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
That's what it's about.
He don't seem like he wants to get to know Kanan. The first thing is like, ding, ding, ding. He's going to save my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a match. Kanan goes to Davina. It's like, damn, girl. I've been thinking about you all night.
Let me say, you heard a song that made him think of her. Like,
yeah.
What?
I couldn't stop thinking about her all night. So they're sitting on the bed making out, and Davina pulls out a condom.
Oh,
Kanan's
shit.
Like kind of shocked. I think he thought they're just going to make out. That wasn't going to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically loses his virginity. Because remember, they were talking in the store, and Kanan and Famous were virgins.
Mm.
Jukebox told him that she's not.
Oh, yeah. Famous got some head.
Yeah, that's what that's all right. Yeah. Famous got his balls jiggled by some random groupie from the club that liked his song, The Streets Need a Body. He said he was going to have groupies. He got his first one.
Mm-hmm.
He had his little balls jiggled. All right. Jukebox and her girlfriend, Nicole, were on the bus, and Jukebox's girlfriend is singing a song, Streets Need a Body. And then she turned around and looked at Jukebox like, I don't ever want to be with anybody other than you ever.
Oh.
Something's going to happen for them. You can see it was a little too cute, too fucking perfect,
yeah.
Too
I think
set
the previous, the next week said something about Jukebox is devastated from something.
Jukebox is devastated from something.
Mm.
So something's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
On actually Jay Moore's show that you had on earlier, I heard somebody say that they don't trust this girl. That they feel like
Nicole
is like a he's the lawyer from Power, the white guy. Sacks. Paul Sacks. Dirty Paul Sacks.
Oh, Sacks.
Yeah.
No, I think they're talking about the top was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're talking about Karen. They're saying Karen's like Sacks.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought somebody said they didn't trust this girl, Nicole.
Mm. Is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Mm. All okay. Right. So,
all right.
We're almost at the end.
Then Lou, Stephanie are in the limo, and she's trying to put ice on his face because, you know, he started to fight. He got that eye bashed up. And then she says something like, I love a man who can take a punch. So she basically takes her panties off, and they start smashing in the limo. So Kane is sneaking in the house after he just got some tail. He's trying to creep up the steps so his mom don't hear. He peeks in her room. She's sleeping. And he tiptoes into his room. As soon as he got in his room, you hear like a car pull up and then say, there's your boy, bitch. And then a gunshot. So Raquel grabs her gun out of the nightstand and her and Kanan go running out the door. And here's Scrappy and his tidy whities and his skivvies naked and his skivvies with a bullet in his head.
Does he have a bullet in his head?
There's blood. There's a pool of blood at his head.
By his head, yeah.
By his head. So it had to be somewhere close there. I don't know if it was his head or his shoulder.
I was listening to Mark
back.
Dark. Mark Dark said that he don't think he's dead.
I heard from somebody else. I think Jay Moore's show said that he got shot in the eyeball.
I don't know. He just looked like tore up.
In the description for next week's episode, it says that Raquel gets revenge for Scrappy's, basically for Scrappy, but that, it doesn't insinuate that he's dead. So maybe he's not. You think he's dead?
I don't. He looked dead.
He did look dead. But why did they have to strip him down to his skivvies?
About his panties?
Yeah. His tidy whiteys. Like, he basically had Captain America underwear on.
His Huggies?
Yeah.
His Thundercat underwear?
Yeah. Like, why did they have to strip him down like that? Didn't they just shoot him to make their point?
Well,
they had to, like, take all his clothes off.
Yeah, why did throw him out in his Thundercat underwear?
Yeah, like, Transformers, like, Bob the Builder, like, they just tossed him out in his skivvies. Like,
Smurfs.
Shit. There's your boy, bitch.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. Like, you could have killed him, but why'd you have to strip him naked first? Did you want to see what his sack looked like
before
you killed him? That just seemed a little like off.
But is he dead though?
Right. That's the question of the night. Is Scrappy dead?
If he ain't dead, he's really tore up from the floor.
I'm sure he is, but we know there's many people, 50 Cent, many people have gotten shot in the face, in the head, and lived too.
Yeah.
Who is it? Somebody got shot in their brain and lived. So it depends where he got hit at. Bullet hit him in his mouth, in his cheek, in the back of his head. Did the bullet go in and out? Is the bullet still in him? Like, that all depends on whether he...
Did they shoot him? It just looked like they beat him up.
No, you heard the bullet. You heard the gunshot.
I thought the gunshot was just a warning. Let you come outside.
Maybe. I don't know. But she was coming outside when she heard the brake screech. And then, here's your boy, bitch. She was coming out for that anyway. She was in a sound sleep, and that woke her up.
Mm.
She grabbed their piece and went running out. So you're not even sure if he was shot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if they throw that in there. Like, hey, he wasn't shot. Nobody ever said he was shot.
It was just a bunch of blood.
Just because you heard a gunshot doesn't mean that they killed him right there.
Yeah.
They might have stripped him down, beat him up somewhere else, tossed him out there, and just shot the gun off just to wake her up.
Yeah.
To get her attention.
Yeah.
That's possible.
That's what I said. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. I mean, they're known for doing stuff like that.
I just still can't believe they stripped him down to his underwear.
I know. But, I mean, Power is known for doing stuff like that, for throwing in stuff like that where it's not what you expected it to
mm-hmm.
be. They want you to think that he got shot.
I still can't believe they killed D-Wiz.
That was unnecessary.
Yo,
that poor little boy. That poor, poor boy. This is all Kanan's mistakes, cleaning up Kanan's sloppiness.
Oh, man. We'll see. So.
All cleaning up his sloppiness. So, from now, we're only on episode 6. If I was Raquel and my son all of a sudden wanted to be in the family business, and all I've been doing this whole time is cleaning up his sloppy mess because he's a child and he doesn't really understand what he's doing, I don't know that I would keep teaching him the business. Like,
no, I wouldn't.
Like, this boy has no street smarts and he's obviously sloppy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't think before he acts. But when Kanan sees Scrappy laying on the sidewalk, he's like shocked.
Yeah.
His face is like,
oh, shit.
I don't know. I kind of feel like he
feels guilty.
Yeah, either feels guilty or took that as he's like that because of me. This is me. You know what? Does he think that Scrappy left and went and joined Unique because of their fight?
Well, he said Scrappy was suspect.
Yeah, he did, but Jukebox told him, like, no, he's loyal.
No, just in this episode, he said Scrappy was suspect when he was arguing with his mom.
She put
him on that stupid mission. I got it.
Yeah.
But
do you think that? But did she ever? Nobody ever told him that. Hey, we sent Scrappy to be a spy.
Scrappy's undercover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe he really thought that Scrappy left and went to work for Unique because of their fight.
Maybe
he does feel responsible for it. Like, oh shit, if I didn't go fight him and attack him that day.
That would have never happened.
He wouldn't be here in his Transformers underwear like this.
Because he's like, oh, yeah, the stash house gets robbed, and you happen to call out that day.
Yeah, and you got brand new sneakers. But he got his money from
playing dice. Yeah.
He wasn't. And Jukebox tried to tell him, like, yo, no. Like, he's one of the most loyal people.
He's family. Yeah.
Like, he's not. You don't ever have to think of him as being a snitch.
I hope they didn't kill Scrappy. I hope not.
I hope not, too.
I liked him. He's pretty funny.
And you know, if he's still alive, I wouldn't work for Raquel anymore. Like,
I wouldn't either.
You just set me up.
Yeah. I wouldn't either. You put me in this fucked up situation.
If Unique's boy came to work for Raquel, she would have did the same thing to him. She wouldn't have trusted him, and she probably would have killed him, too.
If he tried to pull some bullshit.
If Unique's employee tried to leave Unique's crew and come and work for her all of a sudden, she wouldn't trust him either.
I agree.
That was stupid for even sending him
enemy territory.
Yeah, why?
Going to, like, after you guys been robbing each other and backstabbing each other.
If you want someone to go, then you get a random stranger off the street and bring them in, inside crew.
What's the domestic violence battered wife's name? They don't say her name.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, they do. Raquel says it. Julia.
Okay, well,
she's like,
I think she's going to end up killing her husband.
You've been saying that.
Yeah.
So you think she's going to end up killing her husband?
Yeah.
And then she's going to be the one running,
yeah, running
this
shit.
Test.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Either she's going to kill her husband, Raquel's going to kill him, or
Lulu.
One of them is.
Or
he's
Marvin.
Greedy, and he's always got his hands out.
He's always got his hands on something.
Yeah, he's always.
Did you see her face, man? That was crazy.
For the second time, her eye was all shut.
Her lip was all puffed and busted up.
She couldn't open her
eye. How could you do that to somebody?
It was Julie or Julia, and then she's like, "I fell down the steps again." You fell on your husband's fist again.
Sad, man, sad.
But what does a woman do that bad?
Some people are just abusive
animals. Like, that's just... But
sad.
Women like that usually end up getting their balls together at some point, and she probably will end up killing them.
Yeah. Yep. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's the end of the episode. That's all we got. What's your prediction for the next episode?
I hope Scrappy's still alive.
I hope Scrappy's alive. We know Raquel goes and gets revenge.
And I want to see what Marvin was talking about. We're talking about with Highway.
And in the description for the next episode, it says that Kanan and Marvin's business goes awry. So they must go into the crack business together, and something happens and falls apart. Something. Got to be her girlfriend. That's the only thing that she really cares about in his life. So
yeah.
I hope
nothing
cracked
happens
out
to her.
Or snuck
yeah.
killed. I still think Davina's going to get killed by the end of the episode, by the end of the season.
Davina?
Yep. Kanan's boo thing.
Young Buck's girlfriend. Buck 20.
Yeah.
Old John.
I still think the Julia, the chick that got beat up by her husband, is going to end up telling Raquel that she's the one that ratted on the stash house. I still see it.
Yeah.
She heard.
And then Kane's going to have to either pick between his mom or his new girlfriend, because he just got some cheeks.
Yep.
So now, you know,
yeah,
we'll see.
Emptied that ball sack and, yeah.
Yeah.
Got some loving, some rubbing and tugging. But that's what I think is going to happen. Because remember, she was listening to their whole conversation when Jukebox was
like wrote it down. Yeah.
She was reading lips, like staring at him.
Yeah.
That's
going to
come back. She's going to tell somebody about that. And so she killed her husband. She'd be like, oh, yeah, by the way, that's the chick that ratted on your stash house.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I think she's going to get killed by the end of the season. We'll see what happens in the next episode.
Yes. Can't wait.
Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel on YouTube, The Slim and Kim Show. Thumbs up our videos, please. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch. All the links are in the bio. There's money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. And please subscribe to the channel. And we'll see y'all next time.
Subscribe. Peace.